Hey friends!
Welcome to the BJ Experience
with Boo Boo
and JoJo.
Everything they do, we do it. Everything they do, we do it. Everything.
We're going to do a get to know us. So get to know Bobo, get to know JoJo. So I'm going to talk about myself and JoJo is also going to talk about herself. And then now we're going to play a little game. How well does JoJo know Bobo and how well does Bobo know JoJo? And it's a drinking game. So if she fails, she takes a sip. And if I fail, I take a sip. So I guess we can start with you.
JoJo is an artist. A voiceover actor, a financial advisor, social media marketer, and everything else the universe decides that I need to do.
I like that. So Bobo, hey, now where do I start? I recently went over 25, which is terrifying. Bobo is an engineer, I'm a chemical engineer. I'm also an entrepreneur. I am a baker, and I also do fashion modeling on the side. And a bit of influencing, and now I'm a podcaster. Is there something like that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Fun fact: two of them. I'm also a criminologist, and we're twins.
Oh yeah, we're twins. Same day.
Same hospital.
Yep.
Mad.
So yeah. crazy, actually. Aya. So now we're gonna start the game. I think I should go first.
Right? Yeah.
Aya. So she's gonna drink a lot. That's a warning. And I think, I don't know if I should start hard or slow, but...
I think just get into it, like, you know, just...
Okay, I just dive.
Just dive, okay. Deep dive, hey?
Okay, so what are my two favorite and go-to colors?
Jesus Christ. Fuck me sideways. Okay. I'm trying to look for colors. Oh my God. Damn. I want to say white, pink,
and
blue.
No.
Okay, so I drink
half. Yeah, I love baby pink and black.
Like that?
Yay! Yes. I always have something black.
Also, disclaimer: I told her before we start this that I love her. And that it's not gonna change. I know the important things, eh?
We're beefing.
No, I did not.
Alright. And no cheating. If I get it, I just say.
Who am I named after?
Andre. Your Kikuyu name.
Who am I named after?
Of course, it has to be in Kikuyu tradition. Has to be either one of your parents. Mm-hmm. And Wanjiri is a clan name, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. So Bira.
All my names are mine. I'm not named after anyone.
Really?
Yeah. Imagine all these years you've known me, baby girl.
You're a tricky queen. Okay. What is my go-to drink? Like if you go to a club. Or a bar, what is my go-to drink?
Since we're the same, it's obviously tequila, but we drink gin a lot, so gin.
Gin, okay, yeah. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Slip for something. No. Wow, she did this during her birthday as well.
Content.
She's doing this as, no, I'm trying to look for something that is going to be exciting, but not. Let me give you a cheap one. What is my favorite food?
Seafood. It has to be seen. It has to be seen. What is it exactly?
I can't pinpoint because it's yeah.
Hey, we are so, I hate you. God.
We went out for dinner with her dad and we ordered everything on the menu. Remember?
No, I struggled. Me and my sister were the same. We're like, let's eat fish. Let's eat the, you know, the common ones. Yeah. But the rest, no.
Okay.
What is my favorite food?
Banai. I don't know. I don't know.
Drink, if I tell you.
Okay.
I think it's, it's definitely chicken stew and rice. But I also have my potato moment. You know what? We're Kikuyu's.
Okay.
Yes. Me, I love Kenyan food, by the way.
Are you really shouting? I feel like you're shouting.
Yes. I'm loyal to my country.
Okay.
And my culture.
Okay.
Yes.
Very rude. Have I had any surgeries? Are you looking there?
I know you're not giving birth. Okay. No.
Drink.
Which one?
On my titty.
Ah?
Yeah.
A tattoo is not a surgery.
No. Really? No. I had a cancer scare in 2010.
No shit.
Yeah, so they had to remove like a lump of something from my titty.
Ah.
So I have like a scar.
But we're not close at all.
We were. Remember, your parents were trying to get me to hang out with you because you're busy reading.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I was a book on you guys. Terrible, kabisa.
You still are. It's just that now at least balance.
At least now I can balance. Yeah.
Just try to drag this shorty to just enjoy life.
Ooh. I couldn't, no. Hiya. What is my kind of style?
Jesus Christ. Bujero. Yeah.
Okay, so?
Mm-hmm. Bougie.
Ghetto.
Yeah, so bujero. Yeah.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, your turn.
What is my favorite color?
Has to be something neutral. Black. Brown.
Now you're guessing.
Purple.
Uh-uh.
Give me a hint.
The sky.
Blue.
Yeah.
What are you?
Mm.
Why are you cliche?
I feel like you're rude. Mm? You're coming for me. You're coming for me,
I'm
baby
sorry.
Girl.
I'm sorry. Hiya.
It's okay, don't complain. I love you the way you are.
I love you too.
Yeah. Okay.
Hiya. I have an hour to spend $5,000.
Jesus Christ.
How would you think I would spend it?
Dollar bills?
Yes, $5,000. So that's like 500K, maybe 560, 570.
You'd invest?
Mm-hmm.
You'd buy in things that will give you cash.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You'd buy shit that you need. That you'd invest in yourself, and you'd invest in shit that would give you money.
That's a careful answer. Be specific.
Banana. Okay. You do your bills and bonds. You do your money markets.
Mm-hmm.
Invest in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you need equipment for your work.
Yes.
If you need shit like, let's say, because I know we're going to have company someday,
mm-hmm.
so you'll get to practice your engineering. So if you need equipment for that, you need equipment for your makeup, if you need equipment for your influencing,
bakery,
for your bakery as well.
Mm. I would also travel. I have to do something.
No, I'm saying that's investing in yourself, because even though you travel, even think about it, babe, even right now, even though you go for fun, you always post content.
Oh yeah.
So that's what I mean by invest in self.
Yeah.
And by invest in self emotionally, physically, mentally as well. That's why it's safe, but I know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
See,
I can give you that. Yeah. No. Sorry, my phone keeps on going off. What is my favorite animal?
Elephant.
Okay, fine.
Okay. What is my type when it comes to men?
Ha!
Come on, if you're spending money and you're not this type, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
We can.
In terms of your body, you need to be a bit tall.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be your physique, not necessarily buff, but like, not like a teddy bear, but like between buff and, you know, between buff and teddy. So just a nice cushion. Money. Heavy on the money, and not money because you don't have it, just money because man, you're a baby girl.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And he has to be smart, so it has to be someone you can talk to.
Yes.
He has to like to adventure, just like you, because he also has an adventure experience.
Yes.
He has to. He has to be packing. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Toba. What?
What else? Yeah, and basically have his shit together, because you're not. You're also at this point. I wouldn't say we really have our shit together. Yeah, but we're getting there.
Yeah, and we're like working to that anyway.
Yeah. So, but he has to have his shit together in that we're both not getting our shit together.
Yeah.
So like, even though it's not like completely there, but at least like have something. I'm not trying to mother you, so to speak. So yeah.
Okay, that's good.
And skin color. I would say, you try to say you like them dark, but
I don't think I have.
Yeah. No, as in you like how they look. I'm not saying like you like them like that.
Yeah.
Like you like how dark people look.
Yeah.
But like maybe like me, but a bit lighter.
Yeah, I don't mind that caramel. I actually don't really consider skin.
You color. Don't, but I've seen based on, that's what
I've
I mean.
I've never
based
been a light skin person, like light.
Not no. light, like me, but a bit lighter. But yeah. As in, yeah, because I see based on even the people who you pique your interest in, there's a type there.
But
he's lighter than me.
He's dark.
Lighter than me.
I know. He's like Sammy.
We love Sammy.
Sammy.
Have I bought sexy underwear and wore it?
Of course. Yes, you have. Ah?
Have I bought?
You yourself?
Yes.
You never?
So drink.
You never?
By myself.
Hey. See, to tease, please your mind.
No. If you want to be pleased.
No. Don't think like that, baby girl. Just.
Okay, but define. I should define sexy underwear.
Lingerie.
I've actually never bought myself lingerie.
For real? Mm. For real?
Yeah. I have sexy underwear, but I've never bought myself. Like myself.
Do you like lingerie?
I love.
For real? Mm. Then why not?
Because I like to feel sexy, yes. Yeah. But I feel like, you know how sexual I am as well.
Yeah.
When I am dressed like that, it's a bit dangerous. Like, it's like, because in my head I know.
There's nothing wrong with danger.
Hey, mama.
Yeah. Because I buy the red ones. I love the red ones and the black ones.
That's mad. Anyway, drink. What all of my story?
Okay.
What we can do, maybe our next date can be, we can go to a lingerie shop.
We shop,
because
yeah.
All the shit I have.
But I mostly buy it on, imagine all the lingerie I have, I buy on, like I just, because you know, you can buy it and then it doesn't fit you.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's just a risk I take.
No, that's fine. I'm saying our next, like a date thing can be like, that because everything I have, it's quite, I mean, it's something, but it's people who bought for me,
which is not
even
bad.
Friends,
yeah,
but it's
I've
not
also
like
been bought for lingerie,
yeah,
yeah.
Okay,
all right, have I ever traveled abroad?
Yes, no, you haven't.
I haven't.
Define abroad though.
Abroad is outside, okay, like
let's outside,
talk,
Canada,
outside,
you have.
Outside East Africa, that's abroad.
Actually, no, let me tell you, and not to throw shade on our BTS guy, but outside Kenya is abroad.
No.
Some of these guys, listen now, even some of our people, you know, they leave their countries, they're East African, to come to Kenya, they've gone abroad.
I that's not a
beach. To come and see a beach. Those guys don't have beaches.
Sorry.
The only beach that's there is Tanzania, but the other guys don't have beaches. So here they go abroad. So yes, you have. It's a ghetto, but it's okay. But it's pretty. They still go on yachts on their lakes. You haven't been on a yacht on a lake? No,
okay,
you
we love your international fans.
No.
Do not hesitate to subscribe to this channel.
No, it's all love. It's not hate. Yeah, because like I've lived there as well and I loved it. I actually almost didn't come back.
Yeah.
So I'm not hating. I'm just saying abroad could be.
Aye, but for me, abroad has to be like outside Africa. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But South Africa would be abroad maybe.
Oh, actually, it's funny fact. I know this is not even, it's properly out of topic, but we should go in December to SA.
Yeah.
We can afford it.
Yeah.
Hey, what is my dream? What's one thing? Okay, I have many. What's one thing that I really would like to do?
You'd like to be rich, of course, wealthy actually. you'd love to travel like to various destinations and just explore the world. You'd want to advance your career into the media space.
Yes.
Become, you know, someone known, and you're getting your money, and you know, you love what you do. Yeah.
Okay. Let me just pinpoint. The media is where you are on point.
Yeah.
So my dream. I want to voice a character of Disney.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, you see the way, like, but when you watch The Lion King.
Yes, The Lion King,
like how Mufasa is still... is still James Earl Jones. Like, he's the only one who can, even in the remake, he's the only one. I want to do that because I don't want to ever die. So even though I die, I want people to just forever, like, my voice continues.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So that's one thing.
Nice. I love it. What is, this is a tough one. I think you'll definitely
and not, it. Yeah, okay.
What is my guilty pleasure? Or what are, do I have many?
What?
Guilty pleasure.
Is this PG?
It's not PG.
Okay.
Something that is like I to society, but you know, like I actually enjoyed doing it.
I want to say sex.
Sex is not a guilty pleasure. Hey!
No, not like that. Not like that. Like something like kinky sex, like absolutely kinky sex.
Really? No, I'm not like that. Imagine
you're not kinky.
Mm-mm.
You must try. But I'm still on it because I wouldn't say going out. I want to say food. I want to say food. But I might fail this. I want to say food. And food is going against your diet, because I know you're very heavy on this whole, oh my god, I need to go to the gym, which I cannot understand it, going to the gym.
Hey, for me, it's very good. I've been off the gym.
Yeah, so I feel like when you don't do that, that's a pleasure.
It's not a pleasure, I hate
it. As in a guilty, no, as in when you be like, you fuck it, or you go outside your diet.
No. Guilty pleasure is, or rather how I understand it, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong.
Something
that the society will be like, I enjoy that, but you actually really.
Okay,
love
so
that.
I'm going really off.
Yeah,
sorry guys.
Mm-hmm.
Something that the society.
Yeah, like too many people, it's gonna be like, I. How do you do this? But now I'm like, God, I love doing this.
This one you have to tell me.
It's so silly. Okay, so I love watching Nigerian movies. Like, you see the ones on YouTube. If I can get Afro Cinema now, I would binge watch on
now that you're
shit.
Talking about that, have you watched Blood Sister, the old one?
I have! I've watched it, I've rewatched it. Yanni Mimi, Netflix, I think I've watched all the Nigerian movies there. YouTube is where I flourish. When I'm showering, I have to watch it. When I'm dressing up, I have to put on. And you know, I don't understand.
Oh yeah, I got guilty pleasures long. Jesus.
Wrong.
The Kikuyu. Okay.
Yes.
I'm trying to think now about mine.
That's mine, imagine. Weird. You should see me enjoying them. My sister is fed up.
But is it really? Is it?
It is.
But
like most people.
I tell you why I'm saying this. Actually, I'm saying this because I've started. Even I watch Bollywood, Nollywood on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that like the same thing, no?
I feel like there's some, for Bollywood, there's some that are nice. But it's just that they're extra long, like you take a day to watch a movie.
Like this one called XXXXX or something like that. On
I love the ones.
RRR.
Have you watched the one for CG4 Engineers? I can't remember what it's
called. Oh, Something Fools. Yes.
CG3 Idiots or 4
Three Idiots, yeah.
Yes. I love that one. Though it was long. Like that movie is long. Too long.
Am I a morning or night person?
Night.
Sure. Okay. That was an easy one.
Do I like pets?
No.
Fuck.
Absolutely not.
But for the media, I have a dog. Her name is Casey.
You have a dog. It's not a dog.
Her name is Casey.
Casey's not yours, you just posted her.
We have a dog, it lives in our house.
What do you think is my heaviest childhood trauma?
Deep.
She said we deep dive.
Okay. Heaviest childhood trauma. Growing up as a stepchild. Yeah. I'm wise.
Just sense.
I'm wise.
Yeah.
I am.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, it's my turn.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Uh-huh. How old was I when I had my first boyfriend?
Age.
Or when was it? Which time in
it
my
was that
life?
Guy who bought you stuff from Dubai. I forget his name. Does that guy? They're not advertising names.
That
was your first
Dubai.
Yes. He bought you that kaflower that's still in. See, I think it's in Maggie's room now.
You're right.
And I told you to keep him, but it was not it.
I think you were too young because I just finished high school.
Yeah.
You were too young. Sadly. Yeah.
But we remember you, yo.
He's actually gonna watch. Yeah. Okay, your turn.
Dun, dun, dun. Do you think I've gone skinny dipping?
Yes, for sure. You're crazy.
I haven't.
No?
Imagine?
No?
Imagine?
How?
Imagine! Like, you know, I was looking at these questions
even
and I'm
the
like,
beach.
What?
Hey, let me tell
imagine
you.
Imagine I haven't.
In the beach.
Imagine Ooh. I haven't.
It's fun.
That's what I was saying. Like, we're so similar, yet we're so different.
I thought you would have done it so many times, actually.
Ever at all.
No.
At all. But we'll try.
We should.
Yeah.
We should. We should. Oh, yeah.
And
so,
we shall show
we
you
take a sip.
Snippets. Nami?
Hey, you should.
Yeah?
I am. Describe me in 3 words. This is not a dream question. Describe me in 3 words.
I just describe.
Yeah. 3 words.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
Ambitious.
Ambitious. Thank you.
Have I ever broken a bone?
I want to say yes, because you look like you
have. Not my back, baby girl, but a bone.
Like you went to hospital and had a bandage. Let me say yes.
No. Drink.
I have my time.
Mm-hmm.
How long was the longest relationship I have been in?
4 years, almost five.
It was 4 years, not almost five. It was exactly 4 years.
Okay. It felt like almost five because no, I said 4 years. That was my answer. 4 years, almost five. Because
fighting. Because.
So, this is the problem of guys who've done sciences, hey? Like, there's no room for, like...
It's a fact. Wait, because what?
Because technically...
Imagine, actually, we are not yet clocked 5, but we are just days... 4, sorry. We are not yet clocked 4 years, but we are just, like, days remaining.
But had you, like, broken up? That's what I'm talking about. That's why I said almost 5.
Yeah.
Like, the 4th is when you're like, I'm done. Was it,
babe? Yeah, days to us reaching the 4th, like clocking the 4th
okay,
year.
Fine.
Yes.
Cheers.
I am.
Have I ever been arrested?
Yes.
No.
No? Hey! Hey! I am. What has been my greatest achievement so far?
Oh my god, there's so many, but I really want to say your degree.
My degree.
And why I'm saying this is not to negate or to belittle everything else that you've done and accomplished, because this girl is a certified cook and baker, certified god knows how many other things. But I'd say your degree, because that's something that... You're a bookworm, babes.
Yeah.
You like to read, man.
I've struggled with this degree. Jesus.
Yeah, so...
Catch me studying in Kenya again.
Yeah.
Dead.
Mm.
Won't do it.
So, like, it's definitely your degree.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm. Okay. Who is my celebrity crush? Or my favorite actor or actress? You could answer all three or one, depending on how your heart desires.
Tough. In Kenya...
Generally, just pick one. You never know.
Hey, tough. Michael Jordan?
No.
No? Give me a hint.
And, but if I give you a hint, you'll know.
Is it in Kenya?
It doesn't matter. If I tell you that, you'll know.
So he's an actor?
He could. Okay, I have a couple of actors, but you could even pick like a musician. Just a famous.
He looked like Liking Kagu.
No, try again. Like I always... Okay, Sawa, let me give you a hint. I always talk about him.
Where?
Everywhere.
Oh, I know, Chimano.
Yes!
Oh, Chimano,
oh my God.
Baby.
Chimano, baby!
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't drink.
No, I'll allow.
Okay.
Mm.
What would be my ideal vacation destination? Like, not a place, but what...
An island.
What ambience?
An island.
Mm-hmm.
An island with like trees, water,
mm-hmm.
access to good food,
mm-hmm.
access to luxury like spa,
yeah.
shopping, what else? Spa shopping.
The beach,
like you could go like on a yacht, you know, sunset, sunrise.
That's 100%. That is me.
100%. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where did Jojo come from? By Jojo, I mean the word.
The Jojo. Word Jojo.
Yeah.
I'm guessing from Joy, Jojo.
Yeah, but why? Did, where? Like what? Like.
I'm guessing like your childhood friends.
Okay, I'll allow.
Yeah.
But I can give you a backstory. So one of my very close, like mom's very close friends, her daughter, because we grew up together. She was unable to say Joy.
Also, she was saying Jojo.
Jojo. Jojo!
Oh!
So it's stuck.
I don't know where Bobo came from, but they Kikuyus make me understand how a boy is Bobo. I don't know.
Boy. No, ah! Boy.
Boy.
Bo.
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 No, we're stretching it.
Really?
How?
Wa boy.
How?
No?
If you look at Foy, no, it's okay.
Because Foy would make sense.
Foy makes sense. Because it's Wamboi, Foi.
But you see, you said Wamboi, so Bo. Bobo. No? Actually, yeah, I don't know
stretch.
How.
Mm. I am. What is? What is the easiest way to irritate me?
Kileta bullshit, ne? If you bring the bullshit.
What's the bullshit?
The bullshit, man. Like that potato.
potato.
Like that potato.
You know.
Man, lack of communication.
Facts.
Lack of respect.
Oh, facts.
Disloyalty.
Mm-hmm.
Childishness.
Mm-hmm.
Immaturity.
Yeah. One last one. If you keep me waiting, God. But it also... It's...
Mind you, she will keep you waiting.
Yeah, I know. It's
and like I guess... No.
That bit is toxic.
No, it's fine. I totally understand. No, I'm there with you, imagine.
Yeah.
I won't lie to you.
Yeah, but for me, actually, it's keeping me waiting with no communication. Like, if you tell me you're going to be somewhere at this time, and then you feel like you're getting it, just tell me. Or if you tell me you're going to deliver something at this time, and then you feel like you can't be able to, when I call you, just tell me, hey, it's
because even you communicate. When you're running late, you're like...
Yes, I'm running late. I'm going to be here this time.
Definitely.
And don't even remind me. Not blast this person because he's annoyed me on my birthday week.
Can you imagine the audacity?
Imagine.
The absolute audacity, man. But anyway, we move.
Yeah.
We move.
We have to be almost done.
Yeah.
It's your turn.
This one would be easy. That would be easy. This would be easy as well. Have I had a near-death experience?
Most probably, yes.
Why is that so easy? Okay, fine. Yeah, you're nice.
Must be an accident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seems so. Where do you see me in 5 years?
Hey, money. So I see you, I know I've said money, mm-hmm. but not rich, but mm-hmm. wealthy.
Thank you. God.
From my ears to God's mouth. Yes. Is it? Yes. From my mouth to God's ears.
Yes. Yes. From your mouth to God's ears, yeah.
Yeah. Your bakery will have grown so big, mm-hmm. and you'd have branches. Mm-hmm. You'd have started working towards your company.
Mm-hmm. Will I be in Kenya?
I don't think so, babe. I don't think we both would.
Yes, I don't think so.
To be very honest, I'm not seeing. Okay.
I don't want to be in Kenya. Yeah, Lord, please.
I'm not seeing. I don't think I'm seeing either of us here, even though we're not. I really hope we're in the same place because we'd have separation anxiety. We'd die. Like, I feel like, have you seen, like,
what? Even if you're far, not too far.
Like, we've seen, remember how we've not seen each other? Because I saw you went Sunday.
Yeah.
To Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
It feels like it's so long ago. Yeah. Yeah.
So I feel like we'd have, like, mad separation anxiety. So, yeah, that as well.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah.
Love that for me.
Love that for you. Let's see. What is my favorite holiday?
That you've been so far?
No, holiday, like a date. Like Madagascar.
Oh, Thanksgiving?
Yes.
For real? Okay, I winged that one.
Yeah.
I was thinking either that or Halloween.
And you know what is so funny is I don't really celebrate it, but I always give thanks during that period.
Yeah. Mm. And I feel like if you are aware, like it's really appreciated that, like as a holiday, like abroad, you would now go all out.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, let's miss it. There's a girl of mine who always has it at her house.
I feel like I would also appreciate it. It wouldn't be my favorite, but I would do it because I actually love the aspect of Thanksgiving. Mm. Yeah. There's so much to give thanks for.
Yeah. Man, we're alive, hey?
Yeah. What is one quality in me you admire?
You being a fucking entrepreneur, babe.
It's tough.
I know it's tough, but it's one thing I'm just like, you don't see me always advertising you. And it's not because I'm trying to, what's the Kenyan word for it? Chocha you.
Yeah.
Blow your own trumpet or whatever. Mm. But it's just, I really, like, I find it so absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, how you're able to balance that, your life, your work.
Yeah. In school, that's when it was tough. But now that school was done, it's a bit easier.
Mm.
Yeah, but now still, like, trying to look for a job. And that, and then you know, sometimes I'm usually asking myself, do I want to go full blown entrepreneur or do I still want to pursue my career?
I feel like you could do
usually
both.
At loggerheads,
I feel like you could do both, and I'm saying this because I mean, we'd support you, man, like heavy.
Yeah,
you could do both. Like, when I tell you, you could, and why I'm saying this is because, man, not like in anywhere or anything, but I feel like you'd really like to practice your engineering.
I do, I
before
want
you open
to.
Your own company, because that's still also. Entrepreneurial,
because I want to go into consulting and stuff. Like
exactly,
that.
So I feel like you really would need to and would want to.
Yeah.
So I feel like still continue looking for that.
Yeah.
But the rest is in. We got you. You have a community, baby girl.
Thank you.
So yeah, that you don't have to worry about.
Thank you.
Mm. What animal am I afraid of?
Afraid. It has to be a small, funny animal. Chicken.
Yes. I can't explain it, let me tell you.
Kai, you and my brother, Denji. Even Nemo.
Let me tell you, both of those things are absolutely demonic. Please explain to me they're demonic. You cannot cut that guy's head and he still continues running on two fucking feet.
That's cool.
With balance, like as in, those things are demonic. I cannot.
They fight till the end, till the last.
Is it because they're cocks?
Oh my God.
I know you said chicken, but I had to throw that in.
But then maybe if you cut a penis, you can still eat. Till the last breath.
To continue.
Maybe. Because men are deep.
No, okay. we're not. Relax.
Okay,
relax.
We went into deep sea diving.
Oh,
higher. Which was the hardest goodbye in my life?
I don't want to give him so much power. Mm. But I feel like the hardest one was your ex. But I don't want to give him that power. I know there's another one.
Imagine it was.
Yeah.
That was the hardest goodbye I had to say. Mm. Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah. It's like you lose a best friend. Literally, I lost a best friend.
Man. Although some of you would catch a feeling, but it's okay. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one some of you would catch.
But you see, for this one, it's like he's... it's like he's dead. Because, you know, we're no longer talking at all. At all.
Like it's someone like, you have to be like, okay.
Like it's gone, completely. It was tough. Mm. Yeah, still is.
Like it doesn't really have a go though. Doesn't have a go.
I feel like it's not even a year. So sometimes it keeps resurfacing. Like yesterday I had an episode.
Or like mine today. Let me tell you, we're so similar friends.
I hate when I have
so
episodes.
So fucking similar.
Because now you can't even reach out. You're just like, fuck, I have to go through the pain. And like easing it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she had hers yesterday. I had mine literally today.
Today.
So. But we grow. We're healed. Okay. Don't worry.
It's part of healing.
But yeah.
It's still a process.
But I feel like also, because I'm here saying we're healed, I feel like healing is also a journey. You never
it
really
is.
Actually.
It
but at
is.
Least you're better.
And you see, the longer you've been with someone, the longer it will also take for you to like, fully get out.
I get that. Mm. That's your.
Yeah.
Let me go a bit morbid, a bit dark. What death do you think hit me the most?
Is it someone close to you?
Mm. You might not know them, but yeah, someone close to me.
Your aunt?
Yes.
Your mom's sister?
Not the first, because that was my second.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe you didn't just drink.
Oh. Who was it?
It was my first Meshi vest. Oh, that woman. Such a gem. Auntie Esther.
Oh. Esther is not the recent one? The one?
Auntie Esther. No, that was Auntie Mary. Oh. Which also hurt. I'm not saying as if one was harder than
but I've been listening to your stories. Auntie Esther is the one who did in Mombasa.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that one, I don't think I was ready. And especially because, like, she had been battling cancer for like since...
Oh, shit.
Since like the longest, even the most, like the hardest one is from 2013.
Sure.
So like every, like, because I was at USIU, so I just go to her places in Runda, so I just go to Runda over the weekend. Because then I'd see this shorty.
Yeah.
Yeah, so mom would be like, she's going to hospital. I'm like, she'll be back. I'm in the house with her. Like most of every weekend I'd be in the house with her. We'd go buy meat, cook together, eat.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So like the week, mom was like, okay, by the way, Auntie is in ICU. So I'm like, I knew she has cancer, because every time I'd be like, because my mom would talk to her and be like, is she really that sick?
Yeah.
And I don't think even for her, she allowed me to understand how sick that
how old
was.
You?
No, I was, babes, I was like 18, 19, 20, like as in I was an adult.
Yeah.
But...
The thing I hate about cancer is like, you can see this person living.
But no, I didn't see, because as in her energy was the same. So I was like, okay, fine, you're a bit, in terms of how you look, it's a bit different.
Mm-hmm.
But either that, or also maybe because it was my first death, I didn't really understand.
Yeah.
So I'd ask my mom, is she okay? Because I'm the one spending the time with her. So I'm like, is there something I'm not seeing?
Mm.
So like, I found out about her death actually as I was online.
Oh, no.
So I'm just there by myself and I'm just like, this must be a fucking joke.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think it really broke me, because I'm like, I was with her literally last week.
Yeah.
As in, and this week is the one.
Like how?
How?
Mm. I get that.
So like that whole, because even my other auntie, I think because it was my first death.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying the others have been easier, but.
Tough.
Very tough, eh?
Sorry, babes.
Thank you, Ma.
All right. This is a ish tough. What quality in me do you think I should change?
Need to be more adventurous in terms of not thoughts, the things that you do. Need to be open to doing other things.
Like in terms of life, career.
In terms of life. Mm. Career, no. Career adventurous. You take you take leaps in your career. So just in terms of life, like fun things.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think I'm doing the most?
No. You're doing what everyone would be doing. Isn't you need to just like get out of your comfort zone and make different things.
Yeah.
That's why do you think why for her birthday I was like, let's go do something different.
Different. Right?
Mm. Okay. So just open.
Noted.
Yeah. So open to anything.
Okay.
But are you done? Let me pose that question also to you. What to do?
What?
Mm.
Hey.
You must be ready, baby girl. You must be ready.
What? Maybe. I want to say, don't limit yourself, like, just explore wide, like, even in terms, I feel like you have great potential, especially in this media space, like, you can really, really grow. If you want to be a presenter, you can do that. If you want to be a voiceover, you can do that. If you want to, you know, even start your own YouTube channel, you can also flourish in there. So don't really restrict yourself, and then learn to use the resources you have, because I feel like your mom can be very supportive.
Yeah,
just if you show like, this is what I want to do, this is the approach I want to take, after this I'm gonna do this, after this I wanna do this, I think she'll really support.
I think so as well. But that's one thing also I've not done, that exploring my potential
as to the full, like going full blown in. I also feel like I haven't done it, but I feel like Bado wearing like cabeza.
Noted.
Yeah.
Do you feel like we should continue or we ended there?
We can. Let me ask the last. Okay, I'm such an engineer. If I wrote 21 questions, I have to finish the 21. So this is the 21st. What makes me happiest?
I feel like. You're not a people pleaser.
No.
But
you, oh, hell no.
But you like when you and your people are happy.
I like that.
You like that. I'm not saying it's not the happiest you could be.
I think you should take a shot.
Fine.
What makes me happiest is, I'm this kind of person, if I set out to do something, I sit down, make a plan, make sure it happens. If it
you'd have allowed me to finish, I was going to say, I'll like, if the thing that you set out to do work, but it's fine because you guys have decided I must drink, so I must drink.
You know, like today you're asking me, will you make it? I feel like you have so much. And I'm like, yes, it has to happen. It has to happen.
Okay.
So today I'll be happiest. Do you have another one?
How do you think I spend my free time? I have so many questions, by the way.
Oh, really? How do you spend your free time?
I told you I'm an artist. Depending on where the universe and the energy decide to
So this is your time. Last question?
No.
Mine
it's our question. It's fine.
Okay. your free time. You watch movies, you explore restaurants, you go definitely. For hangouts,
yes.
Karaoke things, yes. Like fun things, fun times.
Yeah, I'm adventurous.
Yeah. Cheers. So last cheers.
And that's cheers. The BJ.
Wait, we're not done. We need to tell them we have more episodes coming.
Mm-hmm.
Please subscribe, share.
What is like,
follow. We're new to this thing. Subscribe, like, follow, share, and give us suggestions. If you want to get to know us some more, you can ask questions.
Yeah.
You put a tag. You can also comment on this video. And yeah, we love interacting with you. We are ready for this journey. We can't wait to grow with you.
Man.
So we're calling them BJ friends.
The BJ friends.
Yes. We are happy that you're here, and we can't wait to see you on our next one.
Kisses! Mwah.